Hi there, welcome to the Footstopping Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier, and we're back with a great selection of Scottish and some further afield music as well. We're going to start off with the latest album from Kieran Ryan. That's Kieran Ryan from Dallahan, that brilliant band. And this is called Tongue in Cheek from his album Banjaxed.
Thank you.
was Kieran Ryan and Tongue in Cheek. Now, we're still in lockdown here in Scotland. It doesn't seem to get any more fun, but luckily we have got all this brilliant music to keep our feet tapping, and it certainly works for me. Next up, we have Chris Drever from his album Where the World is Thin. And I've loved this album, and you've heard me play a couple of tracks, at least on this podcast. And I was looking for something to play today. And this is the last track on the album. It's called Strike the Colours, and it really jumped out at me. So let's listen to Chris.
Though the sun is in the sky and the working day is over, there's so much to be done, waiting for the night to come and drive them all away from your home. I am the captain of the waves that drift across the dark. When I'm weary watching crystals throwing rings around the moon, down by the Bay of Biscay along the Shannon or the Tyne, I will lay my head down and strike the colours one last time. Gunnels who stepped into the black-eyed dog. Frank was singing of his wild years, waiting by the door one more time across the floor before we set the sails and head for the razor's edge. Across the darkened room, when I'm weary watching crystals throwing rings around the moon, down by the Bay of Biscay along the Shannon or the Tyne, I will lay my head down and strike the colours one last. Strike the colours one last time.
Isn't that a lovely wee track? It's dead short. Well, great way to finish the album. Now, if you want to find out more about all of these artists and every other artist we play in the podcast, visit our website, scottpodcast.com. Loads of information there, all the links. Now, last weekend, there was an online festival. There was lots of music going on, actually. We had at Hands Up for Trad, we had Dalhan playing at the Hands Up for Trad Music Club. And there was another online festival called CCM Live, Craig Corse Music Live. And he was basically doing lots of live concerts of all the artists from his stable. Craig's an agent. And there was loads of brilliant music from Talis to Emar to Blazing Fiddles to Jenna Reed. There was lots of great stuff. And Craig also represents the Finnish band Frigg, and they played an amazing concert. So we're going over to Finland now to hear this track. It translates as The Rolling Scottish.
Thank you.
pretty rocking, eh? I'm sure that's a track they played this live based on, well, they were influenced heavily by AC/DC. That's great, isn't it? The album that's from a 2012 album called Polka V. Yeah, check it out. Next up, we have 12th Day featuring two great musicians. And the album, I really like this album. It's called Face to Face. It's got a great cover, yellow and red, two brilliant colours. And this is Superwoman. I do really enjoy that track, and I love the really high notes. That's quite impressive, I have to say. A few glasses getting broken there. Now we are going to an older band, one of the oldest Scottish folk bands still performing, the Tannehill Weavers, a total classic masters, these guys. They've gone through a few lineups over the years, but the central figures are still the same and are still making brilliant music. Their latest album, Orach, The Golden Anniversary, is a brilliant album, a really good. And I actually noticed, as you'll find at scottpodcast.com, at their Bandcamp page, which is, I'll tell you, tannehillweavers.bandcamp.com, there's I think they must have put up more albums on their Bandcamp their page recently. I think that's what I'm trying to say. It's great, actually. So this is Northern Lights. Thank you. lovely. What a lovely recording as well, actually. I think it was produced by Lord McDougall the Piper, a great piper, and they've actually done a lovely job of that. Now, over the last few podcasts, I've been talking about Whippersnapper, and their albums are really hard to get. So I put out a post on my Facebook page, and I did actually get their first two albums. People sent them to me, and it also put me in contact with the guitar player, Kevin Dempsey, who has, in 2017, released a newish album with the fiddler Joe Broughton, and it's a great album. I've been listening to it. It's mainly guitar and fiddle, but there's a couple of songs on there, and I do love Kevin's voice. And so this is The Two Constant Lovers.
One night as I walked along by the seashore, where the waves and the billows and oceans do roar, there I heard a fair maid make a terrible sound like the wind and the waves that did echo all around, crying, oh, my love is gone. He's the youth I adore, and he's drowned, and I never will see him no more. She'd a voice like a nightingale, skin like a dove. Song that she sang, it was all about love. And when I asked her to marry me, please, but the answer she gave, my love's drowned in the sea, crying, oh, my love is gone. I adore, and he's drowned, and I never will see him no more. I said I'd grow that I'd silver beside on a coach and six horses. With me she could ride, but she said I'm not married. Yet prove a wife I'll be constant and true all the days that I have lied, crying, oh, my love's gone. He's the youth I adore, drowned, and I never will see him no more. She spread her arms wide, she took a great leap from the cliffs that were high to the billows so deep, crying, rocks of the ocean, be my deathbed, and shrimps in the sea shall swim o'er my head, crying, oh, my love is gone. He's the youth I adore, and he's drowned, and I never see him no more. now every night at six bells they appear. When the moon is shining, the stars they are clear. These two constant lovers, each other's charms rolling over and over in each other's arms. Oh, oh, oh. My love is gone. He's the youth I adore, and he's drowned, and I never see him no more. And I never will see him no more.
That was Kevin Dennsy and Joe Broughton from their album, he says, Off By Heart, which is quite a nice play on words for Off By Heart. Of course, as we musicians playing without music, playing without dots, playing without written music, learn it off by heart. Anyway, I don't know if I mentioned last week that the Battle of the Folk Bands winners for 2021 were the Tom Campbell Trio and a great trio of musicians. And I'm going to play you now the winners from 2019, the Canny Band. The Canny Band also feature the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award winner 2021, Michael Biggins, a wonderful piano player. And the other musicians in this band are fantastic too. So this is a waltz and some reels. Thank you. So that feature, that was Sam Mabbitt on accordion and Callum McAvoy on Bowron. Of course, on piano, Michael Biggins. Totally fantastic. That is actually audio from a video. So if you'd like to watch it, you can go to YouTube and just put a search in for the Canny Band, K-A-N-N-Y. Band and Battle of the Folk Bands, and that'll come up. It's a great video. There's some other great stuff on it. It's a 15-minute set that they play. Right, we hear Ali Lovatt quite a lot on this show, and today is no different. I haven't played this for a while. It's Hypersomnia, so this is really a time for you to get your dancing shoes on. Sure, that would be pretty cool. I think kazoos would be good for that kind of music. Now, you know, on this show, we do like a good juxtaposition, and we have Robin Stapleton now from her Songs of Robert Burns album, and this is a beautiful rendition of Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my jo, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And surely you by your pine stoop, and surely I'll in the shade for all the long same. We'd all hear and about the breeze and pull the gowns fine, but we've wandered, money's a weary fit, sin all the long same. We'd all hear it old in the barn, free morning sun till dawn, but the seas between us great here hold, sin all the long same. For all the long same, my Joe, for all.
Don't get much more beautiful than that. Robin Stapleton, what a singer. Totally amazing. Definitely that whole album is just great. It really is. Next up we have a track by Mike Vass. It's called Under These Notes. It's just a single track that's out, and I'd never heard it before today. I was actually looking for a track of Jenna Reed, the fiddler Jenna Reed, to play an air to go after Auld Lang Syne. And this came up, and it's actually called Under These Notes featuring Jenna Reed. So we've got the best of both worlds here. So I'm going to hear it for the first time here as well. Let's hope it's good. Thank you. That was lovely, wasn't it? Oh, what a lovely track. And remember, scottpodcast.com is the address to find out about all of these different things that we're playing today. Moving on quickly, we have Alison Cross, sang by Hannah Rarity from her album 'Neath the Gloaming Star. I feel quite close to this song because when I was in a band called Shaunikee in the late 80s and early 90s, we were very lucky to have the great singer Elspeth Cowie in the band, and she delivered a brilliant version of this. So let's hear Hannah's version.
Alison Cross lives in yon tower, the ugliest witch in the north country. She's trysted me a day till her bower, and money's the brass beach she made to me. She showed me mantle o' reed scarlet, while rock twig gowd and fringes fine. Says, "Gin you'll be my leave and say true, this goodly gift it shall be thine." Ho, 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 ye ugly witch hot fat, ho, ho, and let me be. Afore I'll kiss your ugly moo, I'd rather toddle around the tree. She showed me a sarco, the softest silk, we'll rock twig petals aboon the band. Says, "Gin you'll be my leman and say true, this goodly gift's at your command." Oh, oh, she's tainted her silvery wand. She striked it 3 times our harm me. She muttered sick words as my senses failed. I fell down senseless to the ground. Oh, 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 ye ugly.
Arrangement there of Alison Cross. Right, we have come to the last track in the podcast now, and we are revisiting a track that we played a few podcasts ago. It's The Portal by Martin Green, and I haven't listened to it since, actually, but I remember everyone listening on the podcast at the time thought, "This is great." So it's The Portal featuring James Holden. I don't know who James Holden is, but I'm sure he's a very nice man. So thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Thanks to all the listeners across the world. It's just brilliant to see that so many people are enjoying trad music, especially from Scotland. If you'd like to follow Hands Up for Trad, you can do so on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also TikTok. Not that there's very much up there, to be honest. And what else? yes, oh, our Patreon, if you'd like to support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/handsupfortrad. Always appreciated, makes a difference. I think that's about it, actually. So, this is The Portal featuring Marta Green. I'll see you next week. Thank you.